Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, Some Velvet Morning. Lots of people are getting in touch about the best opening track after Tim suggested that his favourite... Well, your favourite from the 90s.
From the 90s, yeah. I qualified it in a slightly cowardly way. Andy Bennett suggests... and I think this is a really, really good suggestion, actually. Immigrant Song from Led Zepp 3. Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough. Yeah, and I found a website.
John's found a website, everybody. Music, hang on.
Musicbanter.com, where they're having a little bit of a discussion about the
I'm
best.
Surprised, to be honest, that we're not featured artists on musicbanter.com, John.
Yeah. Someone says Flight Test by the Flaming Lips. Lots of Beatles suggestions. Taxman, Sergeant Pepper's.
I think Sergeant Pepper is a good. Taxman is not. It is not nowhere near the Beatles' best opening album track.
Someone suggested The Dance by The Music, which is a bold move.
Especially, yeah. But it's probably banter, John. Remember, you shouldn't take these all seriously because it's musicbanter.com, not a music serious discussion, so...
But Trollheart, who has the sort of... Would you call that an epigram or just a quote at the bottom of his... username is this is everybody's fault but mine, Homer Simpson, has made an amazing call, which I think is impossible to be beaten, which is Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf.
Terry Saunders has tweeted us to say he thinks the best opening album track of all time is Wet, 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 with a little help from my friends. From Now That's What I Call Music 12.
Good album.
Yeah, that is a classic.
There was something, and you might have missed this. This is quite a controversial thing. A few days ago on Six Music, they had a poll of their listeners to find out their favourite song. And it was... really disappointed. People kicked off. Did you hear about this at all?
Why did they? Why did they? Did they have? Was there a shortlist? Or
no, I don't think so.
Or did people kick off just because the listeners had bad taste?
Yeah, yeah. I think that. Is it the 10-year anniversary of Six Music?
Yep,
this year?
That's correct.
I think so, and I think that they were got suggestions on what your favourite song is that's been played on Six Music in the last 10 years. That kind of thing, and it's. It's excruciating. I might have to fade your mic down because I know you'll swear in anger at it. Number 10, Radiohead, There, There. 9, British Sea Power, Remember Me.
Oh, flip.
8, Johnny Cash. Well done. 8, Johnny Cash, Hurts. 7, The Flaming Lips.
No, come on. Like, it's all right, but I can't. That can't be your favourite song.
You can just say that for any of the songs on this list. 7, The Flaming Lips, Do You Realise? 6, The White Stripes, 7, Nation Army. 5, The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
No! They're supposed to be Six Music listeners, you're joking!
Save That Rage. Number 4, The National, Blood Buzz Ohio.
Oh my goodness, John, I think I'm going to cry.
They were making on the Football Ramble podcast, they were making fun of Pat Nevin, the football pundit, because he reckons himself to be this really cool, edgy guy. And Pete on the Football Ramble said that Pat Nevin sits on the Match of the Day desk with his headphones on, only interrupting the football to tell everyone that his favourite band of all time is The National. Number 3, Elbow, One Day Like This.
Elbow are like a really cool band, but that shouldn't be your favourite track.
Number 2, Arctic Monkeys, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
Well, the Arctic Monkeys are great, but I wouldn't have chosen a track that was covered by the Sugar Babes.
And number 1, Coldplay, Clock Olympics.
You'd know that must be that. People must have deliberately rigged the poll for it to.
People are lunatics.
People are awful human beings.
People are awful human beings.
Probably our listeners would choose a half man, half biscuit song, wouldn't they, John? Because they'd want to please you.
Oh, that cues into this.
Does it? Yes.
There is surely nothing worse than washing sips. There is surely nothing worse than washing sips. With the possible exception of being Garth Crooks, there is surely nothing worse than washing sips.
What I do now is, whenever there's an interesting...
whenever I'm boring you, I just go on my iPad.
Whenever there's an interesting article online, I save it to my PDF folder, and I'm just looking. I've got one here about Charlie Brown. It's really good for doing a radio show.
Okay, cool.
do you want to hear it?
I wasn't sure whether you were going to share it with me. Yeah, it's not very good. Yeah, I'd love to share it. Do you want to give a little bit of background, John Osborne?
No.
Do you want me to play the Cheers theme while you do it? Would that help?
I always, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll play the Cheers theme, and then as soon as it sort of gets a bit wearing, I'll switch it off.
This is what we do with. We need a couple of minutes to get acquainted.
Yeah, I'll just I'm going to use it as a bed, you see.
No, I just want to hear it and just by itself.
Okay, here we go then.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries. Sure,
when it goes into this mind a bit, though, it breaks my heart.
Yeah, me too.
Wouldn't you like to get away? And they're always glad you came.
When we should write the Cheers music.
You wanna be
right?
Our troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Look.
You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
I've been to a pub where everybody knows my name. It's horrible. It just means you're going. That is the sign that you're going to the pub every day and you should stop. So, anyway, John, now...
I like...
Oh, stop playing the next thing! That was... Sorry. There's a context to that clip that I keep playing.
You made everything all relaxed with the nice Cheers thing.
Then
he shouted at a computer.
Okay, John,
This is Charles Schulz, the cartoonist, illustrator.
Creator of Peanuts.
Whose biography I read... a couple of years ago, and it answered the question I've wanted to know for so long, which is,
what is my future going to be like?
Why is it called Peanuts? That always really irritated me, and Charles Schulz...
Because it's supposed to be sort of mean that it doesn't really mean very... It's like little things, right?
Yeah,
wasn't originally called Peanuts, though, was it? It was called...
They wanted to call it Charlie Brown, but that was already trademarked, so they couldn't call it Charlie Brown, and so the first newspaper that published it would only do it under the proviso that they changed their name, and they suggested Peanuts, and Charles Schulz hated the name Peanuts. So he went through his whole life doing these Charlie Brown cartoons, hating the fact that they were called Peanuts. But he introduced a new character called Charlotte Brown, and she wasn't very popular, and got this letter from a little girl saying that she didn't like her, and she didn't want Charlotte Brown to appear anymore. And this is his reply. Dear Miss Swain, I am taking your suggestion regarding Charlotte Brown and will eventually discard her. If she appears anymore, it will be in strips that were already completed before I got your letter, or because someone writes in saying that they like her. Remember, however, that you and your friends will have the death of an innocent child on your conscience. Are you prepared to accept such responsibility? Thanks for writing, and I hope that future releases will please you. Sincerely, Charles Schulz, The Axe.
Super furry animals with fuzzy bird. So do you want to hear the feature that my dad, right?
Yes.
I got back from Brunei and I had a letter from my parents, a package, you know, like bubble wrap package, and it had a CD in it. And I phoned my dad and I said, why have you sent me this CD? And he said, well, I just thought it'd be really funny. I thought, like, you could play it on your radio show. Because I've started getting to the stage now where people in my life, colleagues and friends less, but certainly my family go, you could talk about that on your radio show. Mm-hmm. He said, I just thought it'd be really good for you to use on the show. It could be like a feature. I said, all right, what is it?
And so I listened to it, and it's a CD, it's a free CD of birdsong, of different, of 100 different birds.
No, that's great.
And so what I was going to say, John, is if you pick a number between 1 and 100, I'll play you the birdsong, and slowly we can build up a knowledge of being able to recognise.
This is brilliant.
Because I got a my wife got me for my birthday a book.
You've got a wife.
Yeah, I've got a wife. I know, it's exciting. And I think I still have by the end of today, probably. So she got me a book of all the British trees. And I'm going to, this year, my challenge is I'm going to try and learn all the trees so I can recognise them. I've got really good. I'm a bit terrified, actually, John.
You're too good.
I got really good at recognising. I can recognise guns in movies now. I watched Looper, because I've got a book of gun recognition guide, and I was watching Looper and I was like, that's a Winchester shotgun, and a Remington. It was a Remington shotgun, and I said to myself, I think that's a Remington, because I wanted to. And then later in the film he's like, talked about it, it was a Remington. I can recognise guns now, and I'm a bit scared because I'm becoming one of those men who can say what gun it is. I mean, that's pretty I think most teenagers can recognise a lot of guns because they're in games now.
Stop
in any
talking
case,
about guns. I want to hear bird sounds.
Okay, so I made a theme tune for it as well, John. So
yes.
When we do it, it goes like this. So we're going to learn about birds.
Because I like birds.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I'm
you
so
see,
happy
it's,
right now.
It's also, we could do that if we had a sort of like slightly kind of sexist kind of like a
if.
Bit about women. seems that song, to be honest, if you write that song, it seems you sort of like maybe a little bit insecure if you have to write a song about liking birds. All right, mate. Just so number between 1 and 100, John Osborne.
Thank you for this, Tim's dad. This is great. I want number 76, please.
You haven't heard them yet, John.
It's good that you made it.
It's good. I've got to click through the tracks. So, and then we'll listen to the bird song. And do you have a favourite bird, John Osborne?
No
one cares today.
No one cares.
They're all
birds.
The same. Okay, so I'll play you this bird.
No, play the jingle first.
Okay, thanks. We've got to get this down. Okay, so our first ever bird song feature.
Because I like birds.
That's it.
No, it's not. There's 32 seconds left.
Oh, my goodness. There's loads of this.
Yeah.
Right.
What kind of bird?
What you're listening to, John Osborne, is a redwing. Oh, there it goes. Oh, that sounds wow, so if you hear a noise that sounds like loads of rats being slaughtered, then you're listening to a redwing. I think that's more than one redwing.
Yeah, loads of them. Let's have a few of them. Instead of choosing a number, why don't you choose a bird that you think will make a nice sound?
Okay, John. Okay, so I get to play the theme tune again, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay, John, so would you like to listen to a shag?
Because I like birds.
This is 82, and it's a shag. It sounds like a hippo.
It does sound like a hippo.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Hippo on a squeaky bed, no.
No, not interested. Okay, and I would like to... I know which one I'd really like
it
to...
It sounds like polystyrene being crunched.
Oh, yeah! Or like when a child's got, like, whooping cough.
It sounds like the bird, the shag.
Yeah, it does. Well done. So you were able to wreck... But... We put in your mind now.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like so.
Yeah.
So if you're walking along and you hear like, if you hear a sound like squeaky polystyrene, you know that bird you're listening to is a shag. Okay, so I've got one more.
You've got 100 more.
I've got 100 more, but I'm just going to. I know which one I want to do. And
theme tune.
Oh yeah. Okay, John. Look, this is. If you can't see this in the studio, but I'm simultaneously going backwards on a CD and queuing up a. This is amazing.
Well, explaining the complexity.
Yeah, well, I want people to understand, otherwise it could just sound like I'm being really unprofessional.
Tim's using both hands at the same time.
Because I like birds.
This is a bullfinch.
Oh.
Sounds like a car being unlocked. it's difficult because the other birds won't shut up, will they? So all that stuff in the background. So that's a bullfinch. See, it's not quite as good a feature as
I like it.
You
no,
like the feature?
It's a, it's
okay.
A keeper. It's
if you're
a keeper.
if you are listening to the show and you've got any, if you'd like to name your favourite, sounds like we're doing the show outside now, doesn't
yeah,
it, John?
It does.
It's exciting. Maybe we should just use some of this bird song as beds if we want people to sort of like feel like, hey, we're coming to you from the. No, it's gone.
Garden.
See, we got the garden from John's garden.
Yeah.
If you've got a favourite bird that you'd like to, it's got to be a British one that you'd like to hear, or if you want to suggest,
it's got to be a British one.
Yeah.
Some
patriotism.
Of them birds.
Well, and also if the most common bird that I saw in Brunei was an egret.
Can I have a look at this?
Yeah, of course you can, John. He's looking at the different birds to see if you can find one.
We've got to have the owl.
We'll play a song and then. We'll have that as a teaser, yeah. John, to make people keep listening.
I've never sounded more pathetic. I apologise.
That's Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes, it's the opening track of Highway 61 Revisited, and we were saying that we reckon that might be one of the best opening album tracks of all time. And I feel quite happy with that as well. I think anyone disagreeing with that would have to come in pretty strong.
I still think Meatloaf. Owl.
Yeah, okay.
Owl.
Yeah, well, Owl... Do that in just a second. I just have to. You asked for it, John. I just have to cue up the.
Didn't.
The theme tune. It goes like this.
Because I like birds.
Okay, here's an owl. This is a tawny owl.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's a proper noise, isn't it? It's exciting as well. Now it feels like the show's got a slightly kind of like spooky feral theme.
So pour them all right down the sink.
Sleazy bed track by the Blue Tones.
Health notice, if you are taking pills and you don't feel them working, see your doctor rather than pouring them down the sink, because that may be dangerous. First, have you read about this cafe in, I think it's in Yarmouth, that does a breakfast that is the weight of a newborn baby, and only one customer has ever been able to finish it.
Oh, wow.
And it's a fried breakfast. I am so up for trying.
Yeah, I can imagine you are.
I know, kind of like it seems to be the kind of thing that's always taken on by people who really don't have any of the necessary skills to eat it. But I reckon. Going to it as getting there as late as possible and having spent the morning drinking lots of water to stretch one's stomach without actually filling one up is the way to go.
I'm worried now because I know that your nan's listening to this and she's just hearing about her.
She's not listening. They're not really listening. They'd say that to make me feel good, John, but they're probably off living their lives.
Tim's looking very healthy and good at the moment. He doesn't look like he might sound munching.
I'm not saying, John, that's kind of you to cover that. I'm not saying that I will have a breakfast the weight of a newborn baby every morning. You know, that would be gluttony. But to try it once, surely.
On Twitter this morning, I said that we were going to play a Blur B-side, and we've not played it yet. Should we play it? Otherwise, breathing down our necks.
Yeah, okay, so what track is it?
I don't know what track it is. It's on that little blue piece of paper.
Number five.
Oh, yeah, five.
Number five. Okay. All We Want. Tender B-side.
Oh, we've got okay. A sort of so I'm not sure. I'm not sure I know this one, John. And I am actually quite an expert on blue.
We've got a sort of feature on the show over the last few weeks where we're playing a different.
Not a sort of feature, John. It's a feature.
We're playing a different Blur B-side every week
because they've got a good B-side. Black.
They've got an all right B-side.
I can't
collection. Say
anything with bees in it, John. So I'm going to just let you take this.
Just press play. It's called All We Want. It's the B-side from Tender. Do you want to hear a story about a dog?
Yes.
This is in America, in Walmart.
Okay, I'm interested.
A good-hearted Walmart worker's world turned upside down yesterday afternoon when a starving puppy wandered into a Walmart supercenter store. The puppy, reported to be very obviously scared and hungry and cold, sought refuge in the Walmart facility, part of a $446 billion chain. Reportedly, the manager...
we don't need the editorialising about Walmart. We know about them.
Reportedly, the manager, Ken, told her she needed to put the puppy back outside.
Oh, wow, so the Walmart are the baddies in this already.
Yeah, when the billion-dollar chain... people in the baddies.
When they can't afford to, they could have just...
Khalib, the protagonist, Ken, told her she needed to put the puppy back outside. When the woman attempted to call a rescue group to pick the dog up, the manager told her she was disgusting for holding the puppy in a check stand. I guess that means the queue, does it?
Yeah, it does. I don't really care. I'm just the red mist has descended because of this Ken.
According to source, he told her she was to get out. American Pitbull Examiner called the store to verify facts. Ken was unavailable. I'm saying it like that because it's in inverted commas. Ken was unavailable. So I don't know if that means they've changed his name or whether that's the way he was christened.
You're allowed to christen someone with inverted commas around their
names. Exclamation mark.
Hi, I'm Ken.
Was unavailable, but the assistant store manager claimed the information posted on the internet regarding the incident was untrue.
Oh.
When offered the opportunity to rebut...
Ken should have stepped in and cleared his name.
So when offered the opportunity to rebut, the assistant manager stated he didn't have to give out personal information about policies. The American Pitbull Association reassured the assistant manager that no personal information was being sought, but simply asking if the employee had been reinstated. The response was negative, leaving the impression that the Walmart worker has indeed been fired for saving the puppy.
Whoa! No way! Fired for saving a puppy?
Yeah, that's not what they should be doing. They should be rewarding it.
I think, John Osborne, we should write to Walmart and see if we can take over.
Let's take over Walmart.
And just like see if they'll have us and then we'll just instigate a kind of say. Have you ever saved a puppy, John Osborne?
No, I've never injured one though.
But you're
pretty
I have to say, you've been trading off for years, giving the impression that you've saved a puppy, and yet it turns out when you had to put your money where your mouth is, not interested. No. We'll drive a car through the Norfolk Broads though, so priorities, John, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could so easily one of these days become. You could be the next Ken.
You didn't say Ken with an affair.
No, I mean you're just like Ken, not okay. Ken.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the wave pictures. This is Blue Harbour.
I swam out to greet you. Left my wallet in my sock.
I'll tell you what we haven't done for a while, and is DIY disasters, John Osborne. I just want to remind listeners that the theme on the show is a bit late for today, but so you can get ready for next week.
We've had a few weeks of doing this show separately because... one or both of us has been away, so we're getting back into the stride.
I'll tell you why we haven't done it, John. Oh, here it is. Okay, here's
the
thing.
Keep going to the jungle.
Yeah, because I'm trying and I'm really hoping at the moment, it looks like I'm closing in on getting a new house, John.
Yes.
Osborne. And when I move into my house, you know what that's going to mean?
DIY disasters.
It's going to mean I might have a few...
DIY disasters.
Pretty chilling song as well. It's not the song you'd expect to have for DIY disasters. But if any of our listeners, if you ever have a DIY disaster you want to let us know about, when people come in, they're like really, really sort of dangerous ones. Like, do you remember the person who fell asleep and then his 2-year-old son had come in and like squirted inside his bum with a glue gun, a hot glue gun.
It just seemed like that one.
It just seemed like that would, one, kill you, and two, like, surely the child... Anyway.
Can I tell you the reverse of a DIY disaster?
A DIY excellent thing that's happened.
Yeah.
Have you done a piece of DIY that went well?
Sort of, yeah.
Good. I'm well up for it, John Osborne.
I very rarely do anything DIY related, but when we had the cold snap
I remember that. Snow.
I dismantled a wardrobe and used it as firewood.
When you say dismantled, did you punch it?
I used an Allen key.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so this wasn't just a wardrobe that your flat pack wardrobe that you tried to put up, failed, and then in a rage just burnt. Because you've got an open fire in your house, haven't you? Yeah. This is the thing, is the house I'm trying to get has got four open fires in it, John Osborne, and I've never lived in a house with an open fire. And I'm really excited, and people who have open fires in their house are completely split down the middle between they're a really cool thing to have and it, you will be living in a world full of blasted ash and freezing coldness.
Well, that's because it does have massive advantages, but also, like, if you're in there for a long time, if you're settling down for the evening, it's lovely, but when it's first thing in the morning, that's when you just want...
No fun.
Yeah. So I have got this wardrobe. It's this massive wardrobe, and it is one of those IKEA flat-pack things that I've had for a bit, and it's horrible, and I don't like it very much, and I wanted a different one.
Yeah, and you wanted to take out your rage on this.
Yeah, and so I thought, and I needed some firewood, and normally I go collecting firewood, and it's been...
You don't. Where do you collect? You're Bear Grylls. You're scavenging. Normally I collect firewood, berries, and I make a still. And
no, I live near the cemetery, and I go to the cemetery, and there's lots of
coffins. they're just buried loads of firewood.
But in the when it's snowing, as well as the birds not being able to get food and see how
and,
to put
and we like
out for
birds,
them,
as I think we've made very clear.
We do like birds, the feathered variety. and yeah, it's hard, you can't get firewood, and it's really expensive to buy. So I chopped up this wardrobe and I bought a saw.
You bought a saw?
Yeah. From Thorns,
okay.
In Norwich. Love going in Thorns.
Yeah, I always want to buy stuff to flush down the drains. You know, the stuff you put in the drains and smoke comes
out. Blue. Oh, yeah. Another thing that I'm excited about having Carl about is that we're going to go on a run to the skip soon. I love going on a run to the skip.
And to chuck stuff in or get stuff out?
To chuck stuff in, yeah.
But is there anywhere you can go that have like got rubbish picked up that you can... Will you be able to, like, if you spot good firewood in the skip, will you be able to just appropriate?
Not the big Norwich ones, I don't think, because they're quite well policed, but it's the smaller ones, like in Beckles, for example, you can go rummage in the skip.
tips for our readers on good... I think it's called dumpster diving in America, John Osborne.
But in the words of Danny Baker, you never feel more alive than when you're throwing a bit of old carpet into a skip. And so that's one thing I'm really excited. Maybe I'll do it this week. Maybe I'll take a tape recorder with me and
find a beautiful love story.
Yeah, and I'll make a little mini documentary about going to the skip in our Nissan Almera.
If you do that, John, then I will review it and decide whether we can play it on the show.